Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Morning, this is Maritza and Hope with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Alumina Limited has been fined $1 million after a major chemical release at its refinery in Gladstone in 2022. The incident was caused by a ruptured pipe in a high-pressure system which sprayed a dangerous chemical mixture known as spent liquor. The chemical mixture then formed into a vapor cloud that drifted into a nearby residential area. A spokesperson said that it triggered more than $800,000 in property damage insurance claims. On September 22, Queensland Alumina pleaded guilty in the magistrate's court to three offenses, including one count of unlawfully causing serious environmental harm. The company has agreed to pay the fine and stated that significant steps have been taken to prevent a similar situation from happening again.
A warning that the following story has mentions of suicide. A Queensland man has been accused of trafficking the veterinary drug pentobarbital through running a fake whale euthanasia charity. 53-year-old Brett Taylor trafficked the drug with the intention of assisting suicide. The offences occurred in the Gold Coast in 2024 to 2025, and Taylor has been accused of selling the drugs to a 43-year-old man who died on Hope Island, as well as arranging another distribution to a woman. Taylor is remaining in custody by the Southport magistrates on two counts of assisted suicide and on one count of each trafficking and possessing dangerous drugs. He is not required to enter a plea and has not applied for bail.
In national news, doctors are warning an increase in illegal cigarettes could cause a new generation of smokers. The Australian Medical Association says that there is anecdotal evidence of a large increase of easily accessible illegal tobacco in the last 12 to 18 months. Doctors say existing smokers are reporting that they have gone from smoking 1 to 5 cigarettes a day to 10 to 15. The AMA says this increase in illegal tobacco is particularly concerning as unregulated products pose a risk of a higher content of nicotine or other substances.
Earlier this week, a copra beetle larvae was discovered to be in a packet of Woolworths nappy pants that was imported to Australia from Spain. The Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry listed the beetle to be the number one priority pest for grains. This has led to concerns that the potential beetle outbreak could potentially cost a $15 billion threat to Australia's grain exports. Investigations regarding this issue are ongoing, along with efforts to recover the nappy pants that could contain the larvae or the beetle. The public are also being asked not to use, dispose, or return the goods to the store to prevent it from spreading.
In international news, protests have broken out across Italy on Tuesday to denounce the genocide in Gaza. The demonstrations came in response after Italy's hard-right government has said it will not recognize Palestine as a state at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. In Rome, over 20,000 people gathered, many of them students, holding Palestinian flags and shouting Free Palestine. Similar demonstrations were seen in Milan, with an estimated of 50,000 people taking to the streets and clashing with anti-riot police. Protests were also seen in Venice, Turin, Florence, Naples, Sicily, and Bologna, with demonstrators blocking motorways and even port entrances. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has condemned the protests, stating that these actions will not change the lives of people in Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.